of Lake Effect Weekend now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. The Milwaukee Brewers are out of town over this long weekend, but sports fans have another unique option to scratch their pro sports itch. The AVP Professional Beach Volleyball Tour makes a full stop in Milwaukee this weekend for the first time since the late 90s. The main draw of the AVP Milwaukee Open runs through Sunday afternoon. We stopped by Bradford Beach as the qualifying rounds were taking place on Thursday and caught up with Jeff Conover, Tournament Director and Director of Sports and Competition for the AVP, the Association of Volleyball Professionals. Thanks for having us out here.
Sure, thank you. Appreciate it.
What is this tour doing stopping in Milwaukee? Why is Milwaukee an ideal place to have this tournament?
We've always had a really good following of beach volleyball in the Milwaukee and Chicago area. There's a lot of local talent. People out here just love the game. They love the lifestyle. So it's an easy fit for us because we get great crowds and we get really good competition.
Is the nature of how this is going to play out any different than what you would expect at a tournament in Florida or California or any of the places we might think of as traditional beach volleyball centers?
Yeah, not really, because the crowds here are just like, you know, as big as Florida and California back home. The competition level is as good or better than Florida and California. There's a lot of college kids that are out here. There's a huge, you know, flux of college kids coming out and starting to get into the sand game. So we expect it to be as big as the events everywhere else we go.
Do you see this as an opportunity for developing new talent from outside of the conventional hotspots? I mean, does having a tournament in a place like Milwaukee get people from this region interested in pursuing this?
Definitely. It's easy to kind of recruit for the next group of people in California and Florida because it's so day-to-day there. But we get to really, you know, catch the people that are in the Midwest and Chicago area and whatnot. And I'm also on the board of USA Volleyball, so I'm always on the lookout for the future Olympic hopefuls. So this is one of the great spots for us to catch those next group.
How do qualifying rounds fit in that whole equation?
Yeah, it's a great system because you have the chance to have some really high-level competition against pros. And amateurs, but most people in this are pros, especially from California and Florida. And if you qualify, you're going to be probably playing an Olympian Friday morning. So it's a great system to throw you in the deep end and see where you're at.
Talk about the state of beach volleyball. You're on the board of USA Volleyball. Mm-hmm. How many of the people that we're seeing out here got their start in the sand versus people who got their start back in what we would call, I don't know, traditional indoor volleyball?
Yeah, I think the transition is still happening to where people are specializing in sand, at a young age. We still mostly have these kids coming out from indoor into the beach game, but it's changing really, really fast with NCAA adding sand volleyball. There's more and more people that are specializing in sand faster. And then the age, you know, the average age of the pro out here is about 30 to 33, and that's going to change really fast as soon as people start specializing earlier, which is really good for not only the AVP Tour, but for USA Volleyball.
But I gather the longevity of athletes in beach volleyball is actually pretty good compared to the indoor version.
Yeah, indoor is really tough on your body. The practice schedules and whatnot, their regimen of conditioning is way harder just because of the actual beating you take on your body. But in the sand, the matches tend to be shorter. You can really stretch out your career.
Where do you see the AVP Tour as a professional sport in the context of all the other professional sports? This, you know, not to overlook it, but this is never going to be the NFL.
Yeah, I guess the plan for the AVP is to be the not only nationwide but worldwide tour that everyone recognizes as having the top athletes from the United States. We see ourselves hopefully getting to a point where it's like the NFL or NBA, but right now it's just hard because of the participation, TV contracts and whatnot. But the idea is definitely to be the be-all, end-all in the United States.
There are a number of former Olympians who are competing here in Milwaukee this weekend. How important to the success of this tournament and the tour is it for them to advance to the high-profile final rounds?
Yeah, it's extremely important. We've never had a beach Olympian that hasn't played on the AVP Tour. So the success of USA Olympic medals and program itself really depend on having a strong domestic tour so that they get the competitive environment back home, so when they go overseas, they have a chance to bring home the hardware. So that's a huge goal for us as well, is to have that pipeline for the Olympics.
Does Milwaukee's future as a stop on this tour hinge at all on how successful this weekend is?
I don't think so. It's a slam dunk for us to come to the Midwest, and we've always had a really good event here. The promoter, Todd Gronsky, is really dialed into the local community. We have great fans. There's a bunch of supplemental events going on at the same time. So I don't see this not being a great event. But that being said, we're looking to have events here and a lot of other stops throughout the Midwest.
How much of, because this is going to be on CBS Sports Network, mm-hmm. Nationally, mm-hmm. you're right on the water. How much of the significance of the event is a visual thing? Because I mean, you could be doing this anywhere that there's sand.
Sure. Yeah. It's nice to have the water in the background and the sunshine and all that. But the biggest draw for us is the crowd and the engagement and everyone participating in the lifestyle and the supplemental events and the volleyball community just getting behind it in general. So that'll look really good on TV.
Why is it what you do? Why is this? Why do you love volleyball and beach volleyball so much?
I just love the actual culture of it. I played through college, played out here in the sand. I coached the last silver medal team, Jen Kess and April Ross. I think the sport is one of the greatest sports out there in terms of athleticism, strategy, all that. So for really, it's love of the game and wanting to see it succeed and make something really big out of it.
Do you miss not being one of the people out on the court?
Not really. Yeah, I like my gig where I'm at now. I get to have a lot more social interaction and, dealing with the personalities. It's good and bad, but I like being part of the community.
Well, thank you so much. Best of luck out here this weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Jeff Conover is Tournament Director and Director of Sports and Competition for the AVP, the Association of Volleyball Professionals. As we heard, Thursday's qualifying rounds could vault young players into position to play against Olympic medalists like Kerry Walsh Jennings and Todd Rogers. And as the qualifiers opened, that was the hope of brother and sister Bill and Julie Kolinsky, originally from Big Bend, Wisconsin.
I'm very excited. I've been, I actually moved out last August to California to kind of pursue the dream of playing pro beach volleyball, and seen this event since January, and I've been training for it, and I can't wait for today. So.
Yeah, he gave me warning a few months ago, basically, to get ready. I've stayed around here. I'm still in college, so I have one more year left, but beach is where it's at, and I'm really excited that it's in our hometown.
And so it must have been amazing, given that you moved to California to do this, to find that there was going to be a pro event in Milwaukee.
Right. Yeah, really excited today to have friends and family, and more people are coming down, so I can't wait. So hopefully we finish the day on a good note.
Well, we don't really think of Milwaukee as the center of the beach volleyball universe. How is it that you got into this sport living in Wisconsin?
I would actually blame him. He started playing beach before me. I liked the indoor game, but he had no idea what was going on there. So he started playing beach after college, so got me into it.
Yeah, during the summers, I had a lot of people around here. Yanni, a legend around here, taught me a lot about the game, and I spent a lot of time with him. So his passion kind of rubbed off on me, and just kept going with it ever since then, about 4 or 5 years ago. So.
One of the amazing things about this sport is the fact that you can qualify, and then the next minute, you're playing at a fairly amateur level, and then the next minute you're playing against Olympians.
Right.
That wouldn't happen in the NFL.
No, definitely. It's a different sport where you're up close and personal with a lot of the athletes, and everyone here has got a shot today, and a lot of teams, good teams, playing against each other, trying to get that shot to play against the pros, so looking forward to it.
It is pretty crazy. Like, I know a few of these teams here, but a lot of them, came in from California. You get the new experience, and then tomorrow could be a totally different day. You have no idea what to expect. So.
I've been training really hard for this. I played all the pro tournaments last year and expect good things today. And it's her first tournament, so I'm kind of going back and forth and excited to watch her play as well.
Yeah, the only tournaments I've really done are local and, all the Bradford ones I can do. But this is my first AVP, and I'm really excited. One more, hopefully.
All right. Well, good luck to both of you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Volleyball players Bill and Julie Kalinske, siblings originally from Big Bend, Wisconsin. Bill now plays in California, while Julie has one more year playing indoors for the UW-Milwaukee Panthers. She was an All-Horizon League star in 2013. The AVP Milwaukee Open runs through Sunday afternoon at Bradford Beach. One last break, and a new book examines the life of an influential but now mostly forgotten Civil War veteran. We'll chat with the author when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.